For 35 years, since the mid-1970s, we have been fighting for freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of association, freedom of religion, and much more. After 35 years, we are still fighting for all these freedoms. Freedoms which are taken for granted by those in the West, but which are denied to those of us in Asia. Now, when we talk about freedom of speech, most people interpret this as freedom to criticize the government. But freedom of speech is more than just the right to criticize the government. It is the freedom to express yourself, the freedom to your opinions. And though your opinions may differ from others, we must always respect the right to disagree, which means we can agree to disagree, but we do it in a matured and civilized manner. Unfortunately, there are many within the opposition who do not understand this. To them, freedom of speech or freedom to express your opinion merely means freedom to criticize the government. But when we criticize the opposition, they do not take too kindly to that. Then they start accusing you of treachery, being a traitor to the cause, being bought off by the ruling party, and so on. Anyone who expresses an opinion unfavorable to the opposition or who disagrees with what the opposition is doing or saying, then you are regarded as a Trojan horse, an agent of the government, somebody who has been paid money to sabotage the opposition. This is the very primitive and immature thinking of many within the opposition, some leaders included. Why is it to them freedom to express an opinion or freedom of speech merely means the freedom to criticize the government? But this does not extend to freedom to criticize the opposition. When you criticize the opposition, they will regard it not as freedom of speech, but as something of ulterior motives. The opposition supporters have to grow up. They have to mature. They have to understand freedom cuts both ways. If you wish to have freedom to criticize the government, then you must also allow freedom for people to criticize you. You cannot just ask for freedom to criticize the government, but you do not wish for anyone to criticize you. This is not what freedom of speech is all about. And I have been accused of many things, merely because I not only criticize the government, but I also criticize the opposition. And because of that, I am seen as a traitor and not a friend of the opposition. Maybe the best thing I can do is to criticize the opposition. Maybe I'm doing the opposition a favor by criticizing it. Because if I was to keep quiet, or if I was to say only things that they would like to hear, that may not be doing the opposition a favor. It would be like the emperor and his clothes. When everyone pretends that there is something, whereas actually there is nothing, it is not doing anyone a favor. And this is what those proponents of freedom of speech should understand. Freedom of speech should be complete. It should not be a one-way freedom of speech, only freedom to criticize the government.